Blog Talk Radio.
To Show Talk with Angela Butler. Tonight, the guest is Force MDs, one of the Force MDs, that's Mr. Steven. Hello, yes. How are you?
Hey, how you doing? How you doing?
I'm hanging in there. Is it cold enough for you?
Yeah, it is. It's pretty cold. It's pretty cold.
Yeah, it is. The mornings are the coldest.
Yeah. Yes, indeed.
Last time we had talked about President Obama, that he liked to listen to your music on Air Force One. Do you know if he still does that?
I'm pretty sure he does, last I heard.
Okay. So the Force MDs are working on a new CD, am I correct?
Yes, it should be out by Christmas. We was going to reach it earlier, but...
Okay.
We said we'll put it out by Christmas. So everybody can have a Christmas gift.
I know. You're real known for your earlier song, Tender Love, Love is a House, those love ballads. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Song.
Yeah.
Your new CD, is it gonna have any love ballads like Tender Love or Love is a House?
Yes, it sure will.
Plus,
it's definitely going to have a little more mid-tempo and up-tempo songs on it. But we definitely always want to keep with the ballads. You know, we stay with the ballads because they've been pretty good to us.
Okay. So you have had some real major success, especially back in the 80s. I remember you had... overwhelming commercial success with Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis, the song Tender Love. That was my favorite song.
Wow. Yeah, it's just, it was really a crazy story how that happened with them. And, we're happy we did get the opportunity to work with them. I wish we could have did more songs with them, but that was the only one we did. It was the soundtrack of the movie Crush Groove. If you, people are knowing about the movie Crush Groove, is the hip hop movie with LL Cool J, Run DMC, everybody. And it was just a love song for that movie. They went for other people, but it ended up getting to us.
Yeah, back then, I believe it was Tender Love that helped Jam and Lewis. That's what it says here. And also, I saw the Grammys too that during that year. They received the Grammy Award for Producer of the Year.
Yeah. Yeah, that was great.
So, with the new CD, did any of you write the new CD?
Yeah, we wrote a lot of songs on there.
Oh, you wrote a lot of young songs?
Yeah, just about most of them. Yeah, we wrote most of the songs on there.
Okay. All right. Well, that's great. You know that you've had a lot of people sample your songs.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of people.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, they have such as let's say Bones Thugs and Harmony.
Yeah.
Also the soap opera Days of Our Lives, Alicia
yeah,
Keys, Trina. The Back Sir?
Backstreet Boys.
Backstreet Boys.
New Kids on the Block. Trina. Marcus Houston, a whole lot of people.
Yes, a whole lot of people. That's a compliment. You know that, don't you?
Yeah, no, yes. We take it strictly as a compliment.
The huge compliment that songs are still so beautiful to people.
Yeah. It was actually the quickest song that we ever recorded. Out of all the songs we recorded, it took us 2 hours to record that song. You know, you never know.
Okay.
Like when you're in the studio, you never know where it hits you.
You really don't know? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I like to know, you guys, the group, Before Some D's, have been kind of laying low, seems to me. I wouldn't call it a comeback because with all the people sampling your songs, you know, it can't be called a comeback. You never really left, but.
Yeah.
But I just want to know, why did you wait so long, you know, to come out with another CD, and why was your first appearance in 2010 on the Monique Show? I mean, have you guys been that busy?
Yeah. We've been busy ever since. You know, Tom joined the cruises. We've been Tom joined the family reunion. Plus, we've been doing various shows overseas, and then coming back out here. When people think you're not there, you're really there, but, you know, it's like other people seeing you. It's like people in the States have been here for a while, including from Japan, London, Paris. We've been out there constantly touring, and we've been coming back and forth, recording new album, and we have a documentary coming out. And that's because we're doing a documentary called Fortune Who's We Live. And there's a lot of other various things that's happening, but I don't talk about it until it happens, but we definitely have major things about to really happen to people. We're supposed to be on the Soul Train Awards this year, but it's going to be next year.
Okay.
All
right. All right, that's wonderful. So, like I said, it's not a comeback. You guys have still been busy touring the world.
Still been busy. Yeah. Still been busy.
So, are there any new members that you've added, like in the past since you were last on this show? Are the members of the group still the same?
No, still the same. We have no new members. Just three of us right now. You know, we have some members that passed away. My brother, me and Khalil's brother TC, and our second cousin Mercury. And we had a DJ that used to be the group in the beginning, of Dr. Rock. So three of them passed away, and left us with four. Jesse and Trisco, all that members that, but they're pursuing solo careers. So right now, me, Khalil, and Damon are the members right now in the Force and D's that have been touring and doing a whole lot of stuff. Getting great response.
So, I hate to interrupt, but I want to ask, when will you be coming to Florida?
We just left Florida.
Oh, really?
We was in Orlando. We just left Orlando 3 months ago on a Tom joined a family reunion tour.
I did not even know.
Yeah, we was in Orlando. Yeah, it was nice. Us, Jackson, Babyface, Joe, Hank. It was really nice.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I did not know. Okay, so you did come to Florida. I just didn't know it.
Yeah.
So, are you an independent label now?
Yeah. Yeah.
I've had artists come on the show before, and they swear that independent is the best way to go because they say you have creative control, and you have control of your money and things like that, and whatever you make, you pretty well keep. You know, as an independent artist, they didn't talk real well about record companies. The people that kept the CEOs. That came on my show that it didn't talk well, but me, I feel like if I was a singer, I'd want to build a record company.
There's still a lot of tension going on in the record, the major record game. You know, that's true fact. You know, they tempt a lot of the artists. It's true, and I ain't disrespecting, but it's a true fact. that's why people like to do their independent things. They have more creative control, and they, like these major companies, just want to see what they can get out of you. You know, give you a little video here and there. And any money you make, you got to recoup it right back. You never really make that much money. So you'll probably get a little notoriety just because they're putting money behind promoting you, but you never really get that much in return. You know, just hope that you get a hit record. And sometimes they just make you follow the music that everybody else is doing, even though that's not what you want to do. They make you follow that just to get on the bandwagon and do what everybody else is doing. You know, you really can't be creative to do what you want to do.
Okay. All right. Well, that makes sense. So you have control over your own music and you make your own contracts.
Exactly.
And my mom has always said that contracts are made to benefit the people who are writing them. So, okay, so
sure.
You said your next CD will be out around Christmas time. Does everybody
yes,
hear that? Okay. All right. So do you ever see Mr. Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis?
Yeah.
Do you ever keep in touch?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. All right, that's great. That's great.
Sure, for sure.
I know the show is mainly, of course, is about Force MDs, but I'd like to know, were you surprised at the death of Michael Jackson and Miss Whitney Houston?
Yeah, it was very, very, you can't get no bigger than those two singers, you know. It was a real bad tragedy for music. But, you know, they did leave a powerful legacy on so many singers from now and have been there, always going to treasure and always try to emulate the power of their music. I'm just happy that I was alive to see both of them at their peak. That they're greatest. They're definitely, well, especially Michael Moore of us, a big influence of our group and what we did in our career. Whitney, it's a lot of females, really, like Christine Aguilera, all these big singers. Whitney was the trail. She was the big influence to a lot of great female singers out to this day right now.
Yes,
and I'm happy
that
you Yes, that's what I mean. I was blessed to meet both of them in person, so felt, you know, that was really accomplishment in my life.
All right, so you said the Four Cindy's have a documentary coming. I hope I pronounced that right. of course, it's about the Four Cindy's, the beginning,
yes,
and where you at now.
Yeah, it's all about our trials and tribulations, what we've been through, what we contribute to hip-hop and R&B music, because we were definitely one of the forerunners of R&B hip-hop, you know, our song Let Me Love You, The Figure Me Girl, Itching for a Scratch, all these songs that paved the way for a lot of hip-hop R&B records, and you know, we are definitely known as one of the frontrunners of that sound, and, you know, Kai came out, Teddy Riley, they all came out after us, so we opened the doors for all the boys, the men, the Jonas, and all those cats, we was like us, you know, no addition, of course, you know, was definitely the young R&B boy bands, per se, that opened the doors for all these groups. Because us, New Edition, was the only groups back in the days that were on tour together.
Yes, that is
great.
You did.
Yeah, it's a great experience for those guys. They're really good friends of ours. We got a brotherhood to this day, but hopefully they get us one of them shows they be doing. You know, we tell them, hey, get us on the tour. Let us open up for y'all, you know. They said it's just going to happen, so we're patient. And it will happen sooner or later. People see a real reunion, you know.
Okay. All right. You know you can take credit for starting the New Jack Swing, don't you?
Yeah. Terry Riley, They acknowledge that. You know, we talked to Chad. He acknowledged that we was out before then, and, you know.
Yeah. Invented that, created it.
Yeah. We was the first to come up with hip-hop and R&B beat under the statue for a lot of groups.
Okay.
You can go to history. It's even in the World Encyclopedia. They got a name in the World Encyclopedia as one of the first groups. Because our style was called doo-wop hip-hop. But doo-wop is really R&B, you know, because we were singing like soulful over hip-hop beats. And then we started just going to the ballads. Cheers. Here I go again.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Have you been in any other films since Crush Groove or your songs?
Yeah, we've been in Crush Groove. This is a movie called Limited Up. These are the soundtracks on a lot of movies like House Party, Full Force. Everybody gets confused with Full Force sometimes, but we were in the also in the soundtrack of House Party, Lean On Me. A lot I can name a lot. We did a lot of soundtracks. You know, the only movie appearance that we did is called a movie called Rapping for Mario Van Peebles back in the days. We was in that movie actually performing Itching for a Scratch. Ice-T was in that movie back in the '80s. And we were supposed to be in Crush Groove, the big movie Crush Groove back then, but they chose New Edition because they were like a bigger group at the time. Like Jack, they like little Jackson 5 at the time. They felt that if they put them in the movie, more teeny boppers would come into the movie. And what we did was they said, well, we can't get you guys in, but we will put you on the soundtrack. And that's where Timber Love came in. Became the biggest record on the soundtrack, so we didn't lose after all.
Okay. I just have a question.
Sure.
When you go overseas and you're touring, because I know lots of artists just do that.
Mm-hmm.
How, if you're in, a, like, let's say, Japan, and they don't speak English, how does that go over? I mean, does everybody in Japan in this time period speak English? I mean, have to sing the song with an interpreter, or do you speak Japanese?
No, they just, you know, it's something about American music that they just adapt to. You know, they don't know what we're saying, really. They don't understand what we're saying. They like the rhythm of the soul that we're singing, soul to the voices, and the dancing. They like watching all that stuff. Like, we toured Madonna also. She brought us over to see all these other countries. You know, mixing us breakdancing, flipping, and singing, and doing a little Michael Jackson, like mixing it all up. And they was like they freaked them out, you know. So Japan is really students, like that's one, like Germany, Japan, they're really big students of R&B and hip hop. Real big students of it. They really love the culture and they adapt to it. They like to see like older bands like Earth, Wind and Fire. They love groups like that up there to perform.
Okay, I just always wondered. I've never really been any further than the Bahamas. You know, I've always wanted to travel like that, but I haven't been able to do it. But I always wondered how that went over, or how artists did that over in other countries. Now I know. you know, they said only dumb questions are the questions that are unasked. Okay. So in December you'll have your documentary out. Do you know, will it be on DVD? Will it be on TV? How will people go about buying it and seeing it?
We'll get all that information once I get if everything is ready. We'll get all that information out right now. Yeah. It'll definitely be on our website.
Okay.
Nobody wants to order. And it's really good, too. It's really good.
Oh, okay. I look forward to seeing it. So I hate to kind of bring this up, but, you know, for people who don't know, you had lost some members back in the mid and late 90s.
Yeah, we did. We lost our brother, T.C. He was one of the original lead singers of the group. He sung a lot of the big records. Yeah. But their brothers, we sound alike. That's a blessing. Like the Barge, their family-oriented group, they all sound alike. We're blessed to have that, that God gave us that talent. But TC, he passed away of ALS, but they had the Ice Bucket Challenge stuff. They had the Ice Bucket Challenge thing for. That's how he passed away. TC passed away of ALS, called Lou Gehrig's disease. Okay. And Mercury, passed away of a massive heart attack, shooting some sugar diabetes. Forgot the sugar diabetes. But they were the two singers that was in the group. Yeah.
I remember them well. I was 15 in 1985, so I remember a lot of things. I noticed when I was looking at the songs and things that you have sang, I noticed that you had something called Force MDs Meet the Fat Boys.
Yes.
So you performed with the Fat Boys. Okay. The reason I asked is because one of the brothers had been on my show, Curtis Robinson. You may know him. He's the brother of Bucky.
Okay.
Yeah, he's been on my show.
Okay, I've just seen Kool Rock Speak from Fat Boys out here recently. He was out in New York. And Marky D's out there in Florida. Prince Marky D.
Okay.
Actually, a radio personality out there.
Okay. Right. Well, it's good to know you guys are still going strong. So, yeah. Now that you're independent, do you feel like this is the best way for you? Are you just experimenting, trying to find out?
You always got to keep experimenting.
Okay.
You got to be yourself. You can't act like you're all young like Chris Brown and them. You can't do that. You just got to stick to your own formula and what you do because it's fans that grew up with you. And they're the ones to please. You can't please these other kids because they are so used to a certain kind of music.
Yeah, that's true.
So I respect them for getting their grind, you know what they do. As long as it keeps them out of trouble and shooting anybody and going to jail, but it seems like they still get in trouble a lot. Yeah, still get in trouble, you know, but I just certain artists that really just definitely I see a lot more for their lives.
The younger artists is, if I heard you right, sometimes get in trouble and go to jail. They're not used to fame.
Yeah, that's a big part of it. You know, it's pretty much this internet and all the social media really contributes to that.
Okay. Right. So, are any of your children, if you have children, are they looking to be an artist like you?
Any of my children?
Yeah, I don't really know if you have children, but I'm just asking, are they trying to be an artist like their dad?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, hold on a second. Right. Wait a minute.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. You ready?
My children? Yeah, I'm sorry, my phone was messing up. You said something about my children, did you say?
Yes, sir. I wasn't certain if you had children, but I was trying to find out, were they trying to fall into dad's footsteps?
Yeah, some of them are. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Yeah,
they got a great future.
Yeah. Keep you in line, you know, they love music, but rapping, singing, you know.
Okay. All right. Is there anything else you'd like to talk about, even though your CD has yet to be released, would you like to tell the people listening if you are going to be at any concerts, anything, even with your older music, where they can go and buy tickets? Do you have a website?
Yeah, we have. You can catch the Force of Views on Twitter, Force of Views Instagram, on our Facebook page, and that's mainly it. You can go on our website, Force of Views Music.
Okay. All right, everybody, you heard that you can go, where you can go to keep up with the Force MDs. Okay. So, has there been anybody or any group that you have wanted to work with or perform with that you haven't ever performed with or worked with?
You know, we already did it. Jackson.
Okay. All right, yes, sir, you already did.
Yeah. We love to definitely still perform a New Edition on stage together.
Okay. So. All right. So it's like you said, you pretty well did it all already, and everybody else is just copying.
Yeah.
Because, like I said, you gentlemen created the New Jack Swing, Quiet Storm, all those beautiful love ballets. I used to love to listen to them. Yeah.
Cool.
Beautiful songs.
Yeah, yeah. Good people there.
And I really hope, as a fan, I'm a fan, even though you're on my show, I'm still a fan, that you will kind of stick to some of the, you know, slower songs, the love ballets. Suddenly we love them. You know, they're so beautiful, those songs that you used to sing.
Yeah, you're here. You're definitely here.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes, yes, you will.
All right.
Yes, you will. Okay, well, hey, it was great. I appreciate the interview. I hope some people
You're more than welcome.
Yes, I hope they got some answers they wanted to know. Just look out for us real soon. BF wants to do it. All right.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you for coming on Show Talk with Angela Butler.
All right. Take care, Angela. Stay blessed.
You too, sir. All right, everyone. Yes, sir. All right, everyone. You've been listening to Steve from the Force MDs. He just got through talking about the new CD that will be released around Christmas time. And like I was saying, and I hope they stick to some of them love ballets because that's what they're really known for. And like I also said, you can't call it a comeback, what they're doing. Because they truly never really left. They've been just doing a whole lot of stuff overseas from the way he was talking. That's my understanding. And I'm glad he answered my question about going overseas and performing. Because, you know, I didn't know if they had an interpreter or what, you know, when they go to Japan and China. You know, I didn't really get that. But he explained it. So it all makes sense now. And like I was saying, the only stupid questions are the questions that are not asked. So, everyone, thank you for listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. I look forward to doing more shows and having a great listening audience. Everyone, have a good night. Thank you.